Yeah, you know, it's amazing you go back that far. I believe it was 1972 to 1982, about 10 years I was working up at Channel 6. Sure did. Total News.
What turned you on to politics? Sort of crossing over to the other side.
Well, you know, I used to cover the Birmingham City Council as a reporter, and I watched how they operated, and I figured I couldn't do any worse, so I said, well, at least run for the office. And of course, I already had the name recognition, and the citizens of this area gave me a chance to get into politics.
You ran for mayor saying, let's do something. It sounds sort of like an indictment on your part about the history of Birmingham. What hasn't been done in the city, and what's to blame for all the inaction, do you think?
Well, I think if we're looking for one thing that stifled this community, it's the lack of optimism and hope in this community. You know, we want everything, we just don't want to pay for anything. And as a result, all you've got to do is do what I've done now, you know, since the election, and drive around and look at the city. Where we're doing this interview, for example, the sidewalks are in awful conditions. The streets are in awful condition. And what we've done in the past is gone out and paved the street here and the street there. That's not how you fix these kinds of problems. You've got to go into one neighborhood and completely revitalize that entire neighborhood, from street lighting to sidewalks to repaving of streets, cutting and cleaning. You know, contrary to popular belief, the police department and fire department are your most visible departments, but the public relations arm of any city is the public works department. Cleaning vacant lots, moving old dilapidated cars, that's where my concentration will be. And of course, you add to all of that the lack of education in this community, and therein is this systemic problem that leads to the tremendous crime rate we have and everything else.
I'm going to ask you about the SEC investigation.
There's nothing to talk about with the SEC. I mean, the fact of the matter is I went down, met with them, gave them the answered their questions, and I'm just moving on.
This is the investigation, the financial dealings with Al Lapierre and
yeah, but
Bill
that's personal. And the bottom line being is that Al Lapierre never did any business with the county, period. And if it's a crime to have friends, then all of us going to jail.
The situation with the residency in Fairfield. I understand that's taking place this week.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we're not stupid. I know what the residency requirements are. And if you go back and take a look at this whole thing, you know, the guy says, well, you know, there was no furniture in my apartment. He had the wrong loft. And that's already came out in the depositions and all. He said that they didn't see my car parked in front of the building. Well, just because you don't see my car doesn't mean that I'm not there. So this whole issue is a moot point with me to begin with. The law says, pure and simple, that you can, you know, and if it's a crime to have two houses, well, then there's a lot of people in this community that has a problem. The truth of the matter is that wherever you vote is your primary resident. And I voted in the election, so as a consequence, and I do pay rent there, pay the law for a note once a month, and I do have the furniture bills and all of those things, but that all of that was put out in the public as these things did not occur. You know, I'm not the brightest light bulb in the pack, but I'm not stupid. The whole law on residence is based on intent. We've had to go through a whole lot of rigmarole about something that is pure and simple and pretty cut and dry. And that question is, did you move into the city? Yes. Are we already on property in the city and the like? And so all we have to do is simply go in and the judge, based on the evidence, should dismiss the case.
You mentioned the other day at the ONB meeting about the possibility of taking Boutwell Auditorium down and expanding the Birmingham Museum of Art. You serious with those ideas, and how do you put forth that idea?
Well, you simply get the city council to agree to give it to the Museum of Art. We have all of this art over there that's just sitting there, no way to display it. And I'm deadly serious. The Boutwell Auditorium has outlived its usefulness. You don't spend $2-3 million a year trying to maintain a facility that is bringing in less revenue than we're spending to upkeep the doggone place. It's just it's old and it's outdated. So yes, I'm deadly serious, and I'll move very quickly to get the city council to give that property to the Museum of Art.
You and State Representative John Rogers have discussed a possible dome stadium, either adjacent to the BJCC or even in other areas of town. Now, this has been a contentious debate, and it seems like things are only getting hotter with the question about contributions from the county and contributions from the state. If Birmingham can really go it alone, as you've said, and build the dome with its own money, where are those funds going to come from?
Well, you know, we just have to take it. There'll still be some public-private partnership on it. But you raise your own money. You know, this nonsense of sitting back, letting someone else dictate your future. See, I never understood following the MAPS vote. Birmingham overwhelmingly voted for it. It was the outlying areas that killed it. I never did understand why the mayor and the city council didn't go right back in the next day and say, Birmingham has already approved it. Let's just go ahead and institute that 1 cent sales tax and do all of these things. And stay it for almost 14 years. This matter has been, should we have it or shouldn't we have it? The outlying areas are saying no. The inner city areas are saying yes. Go with the people who voted for it to begin with and get it done. So I will present a Birmingham community and economic revitalization plan to the city council within the next 10 days to fund all of these things.
What do you say about your predecessor, outgoing Mayor Bernard Kincaid? You ran against him, obviously, for a reason. What do you think his weaknesses were, and what were his strengths, and how will your term be different?
Well, you know, I've known the mayor all of about 30 years. He was a great guy. And I didn't run against him. The seat comes open every 4 years. So I just simply ran for the seat. And I do think that the city remains stagnant for much too long. And so I just wish him well.
4 years from now, or 12 years from now, 20 years from now, what do you want your legacy to be after your time is up at City Hall? Are there any mayors you'd like to emulate, mayors past?
Not really, you know, and I don't mean that arrogantly either. I just want the legacy to be that we finally, once and for all, addressed the inner city revitalization. We addressed economic development. We addressed education. The key for all of this centers on education. And so we have to do the things that we have to do and hopefully change some attitudes in this community. I've never seen a community that has so many naysayers. And if you look at 99% of the naysayers, they don't live in the city of Birmingham. They always will only tell you how to set the table, but they don't want to bring anything to set the table with. Little things like if you do certain things, I'll take my money and go shop somewhere else. Well, go. For crying out loud. We're not going to sit here and let a city die simply because people who come into the city and make their living out of the city don't want to pay for the right to come in and out of here. They call and complain about good roads or bad roads or whatever the case may be, and you can say, fine, let's do X, Y, and Z to fix it. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. But you want to take the money out of here, go back to your nice bedroom community, and then browbeat the city and put the city down. Those things have to stop, and they have to stop now. So, you know, I'm of the opinion that it is much easier to beg forgiveness than it is to ask permission. Just go do what you got to do and get it done, because no matter what you do, one thing Birmingham and the surrounding areas have is plenty of naysayers who can always tell you what to do, but they don't want to pay for any of it.
Mr. Mayor, congratulations to you.
All condolences.
Good luck. Good luck to you.
Appreciate
Thank you, sir.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Sure.